What's happening? Hour number three, J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Eric Kane, Sports Animal in Knoxville, will join us in about 15 minutes from right now. We're
social media, man. It's the worst.
Hey, it's the worst and best is all I'm telling you.
So there's a writer who used to play in the NBA.
He played?
I believe he did.
What?
Named Mark Haynes. Oh. If you have not looked, don't look this up, and please don't look it up on a work computer.
It's screenshots, so they might be clear.
He has deleted his Twitter account, but not in time. The barrage of tweets that he sent out. I'm definitely not a cancel culture guy at no. all. Not a fan of it at all.
Me either.
This dude's got to go.
Mark got to go.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing about the content. I'm laughing that this was out there. This is like laughing to save yourself from like, uh-oh. Like,
people tweet like this.
And so a lot of these tweets are very, very old.
From 2011, yeah. I saw 10, 2012.
I believe that this is somebody who was tweeting stuff as just a regular human being and then became a writer, changed his account title to something about his job where he covers the Warriors.
Because now he's Mark Haynes, NBA.
Right.
Was.
And didn't
gone.
Scrub that account first of the stuff he was sent. I mean, you remember Mitch Trubisky. They found the I'd love...
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And like all of this, like kid. And this is why like kids on social media is so dangerous because this stuff can come back and bite you as an adult and all of this. But Mark Haynes, he said, and this all got unearthed because he called Steph Curry a front runner over the weekend and said Russell Westbrook would be just as successful if he had been there and not Steph. First off, that's a terrible take. Yeah. Horrible take.
And he's also saying that Jordan Poole has had a better series than Steph, and they pretty much got him while he was asleep last night as far as searching old tweets, Jay.
Mark Haynes didn't play. There was another Mark Haynes that played quarterback in the NFL, not the same guy. Golden State Warriors reporter for Clutch Points, host of a multiverse podcast, all this. Don't read it, Mom. We can't read it. But I'm saying, like, the stuff that is tweeted here is some of the most just comically offensive stuff on planet Earth.
What era do we have to go back to tell these types of jokes? This is like Chris Rock, early 90s. This is Bernie Mac, no, Eddie Murphy.
Some of these jokes you could not have told at any point in our life. Like,
look, you might want to stop laughing.
Yeah.
Look at the one I said.
You're laughing because you're uncomfortable.
I am. And I can't believe somebody actually did this.
I can't believe you ever thought this was okay.
Look what I just sent to our group chat.
I can't. I just can't.
And that's the reason I was just like, Mark, don't be Mark Haynes today, y'all.
Don't look it up.
I can't. I just saw the group. This is just no.
How?
No. How old was he back in 2011?
He must have been an infant.
I don't even know because he's very childish. Y'all,
it's a problem.
Clean up your Twitter. I promise. If you're trying to be any type of professional, to the parents that, okay, since we got this moment right now, Jay, to the parents that got kids that have social media, now, there's one thing on their main account. By the way, they have Finstas these days, too. The fake Instagrams is where they do all they dirt at.
Yeah.
But the appropriate page, make sure the likes.
But didn't Finstas for your friends. Like, Finstas for people you know, and then there's like then there's one for people where
for
stuff
the masses.
Happens.
Yeah, yes. And that's what the Finsta is. That's where they go do all their dirt at. But they're all on the aliases at that point. So nobody knows who's who. But for the parents that got kids that are recruits, trying to go to college, trying to get a regular job, like if somebody's attacking me on Twitter, Jay, guess where I go to? Their likes. Let me see where I can attack you at. You know what I'm saying? Like that's where I'm at with it. So go back. You can now search keywords on people's Twitter's account. Look at you. You can search all.
Why did you put that in our chat?
I told
you. Why did you do that?
That one's terrible. But, like, clean up your stuff. And not only just that, just don't tweet it, okay? Don't Tweet it. It follows you everywhere. Cousin Andrew just found him. Wow. All I can tell you is wow. I
should have never said don't go look it up. Because that's like.
I was going to say, I figured that was the plan was when you said don't look it up. You were actually saying if I said this, I know you're going to go look it up.
No, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. You can't unthink it.
Y'all call me out for laughing. And all I'm just saying is.
Because it's so uncomfortable. It's, so it's just like, bad. I can't believe it's actually out there.
Yeah, Zach. Whoa.
Not really an athlete.
None.
Not really an athlete.
And don't be trash talking people on social media. They will find you. If there's one thing we've learned, if you want to figure out who the real person is, go through their threads. Okay, go look at the likes. Like, it's too much. It's too much information out there. Buddy is a demon, is what he is.
You know what I've learned from Ramon when it comes to my own personal Twitter account? Don't like anything.
Hey, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Don't like it. Don't tweet it. If you're one side or the other on any issue, just be cool.
Talk to
the people you know.
I haven't said this, and I'm not gonna really build it up, but people probably have, somebody out there's probably figured this out by now. But my life is a whole lot easier since I quit social media in January.
Yeah.
Just not wasting time scrolling through negativity on a timeline and just not worrying about how many likes or whatever I'm gonna get for everything I say. I tell you, man. Like, and you see stuff like this. Why would you think putting this out there was going to be a good thing for you at any point?
Young and dumb, I get it, Jay. We'll follow now.
Dude, rappers wouldn't tweet this. Rappers in 96 wouldn't have tweeted some of this. And I'm talking about, like, we all know the skits on the Chronic.
What about Uncle Luke? He ain't tweeting this.
He might say, Mark, you need to...
You know this is entertainment, cool Mark. Out. Mark, this is entertainment. You need to be all right, Mark. Hey, I know everybody got their demons. Everybody got dirt. Everybody got dirt. But when
this dude's got a lot.
What's the difference, though, Jay? He's a public figure, technically. He is. You know, and I know everything's gotten loose as of late, but we got to reel it back in, people. Just one of those, have you seen the little meme where the cat put his paw on the humans? Like, stop tweeting. Like, it's the little gif or whatever. Like, put the phone down. Like, a lot of people need that cat around, though.
Whoo.
2011 and 2012 was a real hardcore time for Mark Haynes. And he's probably about to get drugged right out of the Bay Area.
Uh-oh, Bro Bible has found it.
Uh-oh.
And is putting up a bunch of... Slice breads out here.
Bro, it's over
it down.
Now.
It's over.
Cousin Andrew just said, I can't even look.
Dude, it might be the worst thread that I've seen outside of like a white nationalist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like hardcore anti-Semitic. This is right on that level. We're getting close.
Mark is, if that's one extreme, Mark's on the other.
Mark is an NBA reporter in the past tense. I'm thinking the career might be a wrap at this point.
It's because he attacked everybody. He got after everybody, man.
Eric Kane will join us on the other side. He does not have a bunch of objectionable tweets.
That we know
that
of.
I knew that was coming. Glad you got the soundboard built back up because we need that sound. We needed to just play that on a loop throughout the last 10 minutes.
Your boy's been pretty busy this morning.
I know. Man.
Every single tweet that this dude sends needs that sound underneath.
I don't even wish we could say I'm on air.
No, I don't either. I'm glad we are in a situation
because
where we can't.
The only button we need, Shafe, is...
That's it.
What are you going to do when you wake up this morning?
Does he know already?
No.
And his career is over?
Yeah, I think this...
I'm not about unearthing old tweets.
No.
But again, this guy got to go.
And I'm anti-cancel culture.
Like, I'm as anti-cancel culture as you can be.
But Mark got to go.
He's got to go.
He talked about Oprah.
No.
I'm with the violence.
We'll come back with Eric Kane. From the Sports Animal, it's J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here. Ma'am, our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Dude, during the break, dude, Mark Haynes got to go and never reemerge.
They said he's indefinite. No,
yeah, Clutch Points has released a statement saying that they have put him on indefinite leave. No, it's definitely permanent leave. Nope.
Mark's playing around a little bit.
This
too
might
much.
Be the worst Twitter. This is the worst thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is beyond, like, and we can't.
No, not even
not
a
great
single
for
word.
Radio because we can't, but all, like, I'll tell you this. When you, there, you, now if you go to Mark Haynes NBA, it says something went wrong, try again. I'll say. Eric Kane was supposed to join us right now, but tell us, Chafe, what's happening.
So he called me and said, hey, I can't do the show right now because they pulled me in to work on the other show because the guy who apparently is named Chris Bernard hasn't shown up to work on time.
No!
So, hey.
I thought that only happened here.
So, hey, Chris.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Chris Bernard.
But if Eric becomes available, he'll join us later in the show.
Oh, Chris, and he's on Eastern time.
We'll be all right.
It's 9:22 in Knoxville. Who doesn't get up on a Monday at 9:22?
Now, Chris may have a legitimate reason, but we're not going to give that to him right
There's
now.
Also cell phones, Jonathan. He could have texted somebody.
No, I understand.
You know that's one of the things that grinds my gears right there.
Pulled Kanan.
You know that's one thing that kind of gets me is like the tardiness of like doing your job, though. Oh, my God.
Never happened around here.
No.
What's the word they use?
No, that's Rashawn Evans. He's a Falcon.
Speaking of different teams.
Yes?
AJ.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Oh, where are we going with it?
When did it come out? Because you, of course, put it in chat and I saw it. So what did he say?
The tweet came out or the conversation came out, I think, was it Thursday or Friday when it came down to AJ saying...
Put the letter out
that he wasn't. No, Chafe actually put that in. This was trying to find the date.
I don't think it happened before the weekend.
It was Friday. No, it was Friday.
It was they put it in Friday. It was after our show, though.
After our show, yes. And we screenshotted it and put it in there. And AJ letter.
All right. Do you want me to read the letter?
You got it?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, for sure.
And then we'll talk about it. This is what AJ, he put it on Twitter? I know it was posted there, but I'm not sure where original was.
It was on Twitter.
All right. It was three paragraphs. He said, I'm so sorry I let down your kids and many others, but I will not put myself in a place where my peace is going to be threatened by adults who feel away because I was traded. I'm every bad word it is for taking care of my family. If you're not aware, just look on social media. I'm a man first, and I will always do what I feel is right for me and my family. People are upset, and that's fine, but it's not that serious when it comes to me. People can disrespect me on social media, and that's fine, but being disrespectful to my face is a whole nother thing, and I'm not tolerating it on any level. So forgive me for not putting myself in a place where my peace could be threatened, because if something happens and I react, I'm the one who has everything to lose. I'm not willing to risk my peace, my family, or my job. I would love to make everyone's children's day, but not if I'm putting my own at risk. Mm-hmm. Please don't say nothing's going to happen, because nobody knows that. I'm sure someone will still have a problem with this, and that's fine as well. If you can't understand that, then it's because you don't want to. Take care. Love. That was AJ Brown. One thing before we get to that. So first, they're still doing his football camp, right?
Yeah.
He's doing it here in Nashville. Of course, AJ's not going to do his. He sent out a letter to everybody that was going to go to the camp saying, hey, he's been traded. He's not going to be able to do it, blah, blah, blah. You can look at the Ferkser thing two different ways. One, well, he's still doing his. Why can't AJ do his? But the way that I looked at it was, yeah, but Ferkser's not AJ.
Yeah.
Ferkser does it. Real. Nobody's upset that he's not a Titan anymore. No disrespect, but it didn't work out last year. and you've moved on to Austin Hooper,
mm-hmm.
you feel better, I think, about your tight end. Well, not I think. I know. You feel better about your tight end situation this year than you did last year.
Yep.
Even with some question marks surrounding Hooper because of how he was utilized in Cleveland. But if you're A.J. Brown and you run a football camp in Nashville, all it takes is one or two people to show up and wreck that camp in front of those kids.
Facts.
Make themselves jerks, try to fight him, say stuff that's, you know, insensitive,
yep.
racist, whatever yep. else. A.J. Brown, there was legit vitriol mm-hmm. towards A.J. immediately after. Titans fans are passionate, and that's not just them. Anytime,
any fan base.
A big-time athlete and a big fan base across the country,
yep.
there's going to be some hurt feelings and people saying stuff they might regret later on. Many of them probably will regret later on, but you don't put yourself in that situation. I don't think that the two, and I don't necessarily think that many people have compared this, but AJ not doing his camp and Ferkser doing his are not the same thing at all.
Uh-huh. And I think who was in that tweet with them? He tagged Darren Bates in it with him.
Okay.
And I think Darren is either supposed to be helping with it or doing his own camp, or AJ's trying to push somebody towards Darren's camp. I'm not sure what it is. But I did see Darren kind of, you know, like taking up for him in the comments and stuff. So I don't know why he tagged him. If Darren's taking over the camp, somebody can inform me on it. I just saw it and I kind of moved forward with it, you know. But in general, when it comes down to AJ, let me just give a situation I was in before. It was with a family member. Somebody had said something about me and my family. And it was around the time, it was like February, maybe like 5 years ago or something like that. And I'm saying this to say I understand where AJ's coming from as far as where you got to protect yourself or remove yourself in these certain situations. I've seen people say you solve for, you know, only being Twitter tough, and you solve for not coming to Nashville to finish the camp. You're soft and you're a coward and these kids and this and that. And I'll say this, AJ's a target has gotten a whole lot bigger. His bullseye has gotten a whole lot bigger on just if he have an accident. In a car wreck, guess what? He's got to be protected. He's got to make sure that his insurance covers him, the person, lawsuits, all those things. If AJ hits somebody in public, Jason, what happens now?
Yeah.
It's a lawsuit behind yeah. it. If AJ has a minor dinger as far as in the parking lot somewhere.
My neck.
It's, well, there we go, right there. It's just different from him. I mean, just confrontations from him is going to be different. And we know this. I don't want to call him emotional, but AJ wears these emotions on his sleeves a lot more than we've seen people recently do it, right? Good, bad, or indifferent. When he was on the Titans, you loved it. Now that he's not on the Titans, you're like, oh, you're soft. You know, so the narratives have been changed a little bit by some, not by all. So with that being said, I had a situation about 4 or 5 years ago with a family member that kind of said something about, just full disclosure, me not having my mom's headstone at a certain point in time. And mind you, I'm still processing. I went right to work after my mom passed and all those types of things. It was a bunch of going on behind it. And I had a cousin of mine kind of say something like really disrespectful. The way the universe is working, man, Lord, rest my uncle passed away. And this is right after the season. So I was free and available to go to my uncle's funeral. And I'm sitting there and I'm asking my wife, talking to him, I'm talking to Ron. I'm trying to figure out how am I going to handle this when I see him? Because the stuff that he had said was just like, woo, you know what I'm saying? To where in your mind you paint either the pictures or the scenarios may be different when you get there. I didn't know that. Prayed about it. Mom, be cool. This is your mom's brother. You got to go to this funeral. I can't not miss it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to be there. This is one of my, only had two brothers. I got to be there for my uncle and for the family. The way the universe worked, good Lord, guess what happened? A snow and ice storm came on the day of his funeral here. I couldn't make it. I feel like had I had gone there, I'd have probably been in a bad situation with a family member, somebody I know. A snow and ice storm came the night before I was going to go down to West Tennessee to his funeral. And if I'd have saw my cousin that weekend, Jay, and he's an older cousin. The disrespectful stuff that he said, I was still fuming. So for AJ to put that out there, I don't blame him. Because you don't know what you're going to do when, like you said, when somebody says something off the wall to you, Jay, you already know he wears his emotions out. Me, myself, I was more calm about the situation, but I know had I seen him in those emotional moments, anything can friggin' happen. And I'll say this, respect for AJ for recognizing that. Whether you call him soft, whether you call him emotional, whether you say it's a coward for him not being able to come here, I think he made the right decision. Now, getting Darren to do it, maybe he go get somebody else to try to, I don't know. But he's trying is all I'm saying. And he got to protect himself either from himself or from y'all. And like you said, in person is different.
I think he knows. I'm sure he's heard it now. And I agree. And well said. I think he understands that. And this is the sentiment that you've gotten about A.J. Brown since the move. We thought you were one of us.
Yeah, man.
But you're one of them. You're just another greedy athlete. You're just one of them. I thought you loved us.
Yeah.
Some people took it personally.
Yeah.
AJ becomes the object of that rage or that disappointment, that dejection. Titans fans thought he was going to be here forever. They were sure of it. Yep. They told us. They called us. They talked about it. No, he loves Nashville. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Look at him saying, I'm tired of all this. All the stuff that he's putting on social media. Now, to the letter itself and what he's saying. Substance of what he's saying is good. It's right. What he's saying is dead right. Don't come after my family.
Yeah.
I need to put myself in situations where you can't come at my family or where I don't have to see it. Not healthy for me, blah, blah, blah. We already know has had some issues with depression. Even talked about suicide during the pandemic. We've heard that come out. Vrabel talking to him and all of those things, working through it with him. He's an emotional guy.
Yep. Always.
Reading that letter, the realist in me, I'm glad that he's making the decision that he's making now. He needs to get off social media entirely.
Mm-hmm.
This letter can be your way out. This can be your salvo. Just, you know what? I'm going to move on. You're AJ Brown.
Yep.
You don't need it. And if it's been this bad to where you need to send this out, how bad is it going to be in Philadelphia? Because those fans.
Yeah.
It better go well for you there on the field is what I'm saying. Because as bad as you think it is with Titans fans and they're passionate, just like many fan bases in the NFL, not singling them out by any stretch. It's worse in Philadelphia. It's 1,000 times worse in Philadelphia. And if it's under your skin now, I'm not sure this is going to go very well for you.
And the reason you say that is because it's been documented that Philly fans.
No chill.
Zero.
You do not wear visiting jerseys to Philadelphia to sit in the stands.
Oh,
I heard that from a number of people through the years. You just don't do it because you may get into an altercation.
Oh. Now, I can say this too on the other side of AJ. If this is me saying this sitting here behind the microphone, a retired NFL player, and I'm not AJ. Me personally, and I think y'all know me to that way. When it comes down to the fans, I'd either try to really cater to them by overdoing the camp. I'd have tried to show up, maybe to show face. But AJ ain't me in those emotions. And I say this, what I went through with a family member was more personal than what he went through with fans, which you know is a lot of it comes on social media. A lot of it comes from people who would type it, but not necessarily say it. And if somebody says something wild to me, y'all know me, I'd probably laughed it off and be like, yeah, look at this guy. I'm here for the kids. I'm here for the fans that I've helped built up here in Nashville. I'd have potentially gone through it. And I say this too. I'd have had my guys around me in a sense of my brothers or teammates or fans to where you wouldn't have been able to really be that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you have either security, which you could probably had at the at the venue to be like, if we hear somebody, they gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there could have been measures taken to have this type of camp because it was for the kids, it was for the fans, it was pre-planned, and apparently people, it was $125, I think, to go to the camp. Who did I hear recently said they were sending their kid to this camp this past week? I heard it somewhere. It was like, yeah, my kid was signed up for it. So
I know we got an email sent.
Bam was going. Yep, sure did. Bam said he was sending his kid to it. So there was a lot of people looking forward to this.
And the thing about it, that sucks because it would have been great for
him. Yeah, and this is the thing too. No matter what team AJ is on, he's still going to have Titan fans. Like, let's be real. We're going to watch it from a distance also when it comes down to what he's doing there, because he was first here with the Titans. That's just a part of it. Will he be in a situation to be Titans for life? I doubt that. What you're going to say is his first pit stop was, it was $150. Golly, $150. Ron just put it in the chat. But he could still have dual fan bases, man. It's not like they're in the same division. He didn't go to the Colts. He went to the NFC East, man.
So he said he felt threatened, and that's why he canceled it.
Yeah.
Post-trade vitriol. A.J. Brown was, he was everything to a lot of people here. It was him and Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the two guys. Those were the two main guys. And basically he said, I've got everything to lose if this thing goes south. That's what Beauclair said. He said, look, he said he canceled it because he has, quote, everything to lose, unquote, if things go badly.
Yeah.
You don't want to put yourself in a bad situation. And unfortunately, A.J. Brown is different than a lot of other people. And A.J. knows himself, and he probably also knows I can be emotional. And to your point, he needed to make sure he wasn't in a situation where that could get the better of him because it could cost him so much.
Mm-hmm. It's if you get it, it's understandable. But on the other side of it, I'd have focused in on the kids. But AJ ain't me, and I don't have his mindset or emotions. I appreciate the way he kind of communicates on social media a little bit, but to that same point, you're going to get seen in a bigger market as far as Philly goes, as far as the demand of that position. And you can't be doing these types of things, man. Like, you got to find you a real good circle of friends. Not just guys that you social media cool with, but like some guys that can really be honest with you where you talk to them and they're like your balance. Whether it's your girl, I saw you just about to have a son. He did a baby reveal recently. He's got to find some peace and balance when it comes down to managing this stardom that he's kind of created for himself. And not only that, the money demand of what his position is now. Like $100 million, Jay, when you mentioned wide receiver, they were talking about Hollywood Brown and his contract. It's like, you know who's going to benefit because of that? Well, it was AJ. It was Tyreek.
Mm-hmm.
And is watching Debo. Like, his name is mentioned amongst the high-paid wide receivers, obviously. But the target is bigger on you, AJ, because of that bag. So he got to find a good group, Jay. He really does. Because this balance that he's got right now is not healthy.
No, it's not. And we've all kind of looked at social media over the years with him and just kind of been like, sometimes we don't really get what you're doing. Sometimes it feels like you're harming yourself or you're just caught up in the weeds in a bad way. But some people are going to call him soft for doing this, but I've said this before. The only fans that he needs to care about now are the ones he's going to play for.
Yeah.
I know you want to be important to him. He took money. He made a decision for his career. It's the Eagles fans that he's got to please now. The Titans fans are in the rear view. June 18th was going to be the camp.
Dang.
You would love to think that he would have done it, but I can understand why he wouldn't, especially if the vitriol towards him was real just everywhere and he couldn't get away from it because he seems to be somebody that doesn't get away from social media. And this needed to be a time where he shut it down. And I'm not sure he did.
No. Yeah. Where do you sit with him? You're on the fence with it about should have did it? You're saying 60-40 should have?
No, I wouldn't have done it.
You wouldn't have done it?
I understand why he wouldn't do it. And if I can say, yeah, I understand why you wouldn't do this, then I can't then point the finger at it too hard.
Me sitting here, I would have. I'd have finished it as, hey, man, I appreciate all of y'all. Like, he could have gave a great send-off in it. I'll say I would have. But, again, I never really threw a camp like that, and I'm not A.J. Brown and his stardom and the stuff that he's seen on his own social media. But
there are some players I would say, yeah, really? But A.J. to me was one of those guys where him not being a part of the future of this franchise.
Yeah.
And we took the calls on that Friday.
Ooh, yeah, man.
And those were sanitized for terrestrial radio. I don't know what's been said to him. I don't know if he felt it or if he just wanted to get out of here and move on, whatever it is. You can feel either way about it. I just, I just kind of thought this is the cost of doing business and making that move.
Michael Bergen in the Zone chat said there were way more people supporting AJ after the trade that than were mad at him.
According to what stat?
Well, of course. It goes that way. But we got the calls. We did.
Mm-hmm.
It was – he could have smoothed this over if he cared. And I think he cares about his well-being more than he does trying to appease somebody.
And ultimately, that's what he should care about, is whatever's going to be best for him in this moment. Because mm-hmm. that's the same thing all of us would do in that case. I would like to think I would have still hosted the camp, but I can't put myself in A.J. Brown's shoes because I don't know what he lives with on a day-to-day basis mm-hmm. In terms of his own mind, and I also don't know what he lives with being that level of superstar
yeah.
as well. 615-737-1045. That's the telephone number. 737-1045. Eric Kane's still running a board somewhere.
Yeah, it's starting to look like it's not going to happen.
Like that's a hard job or something.
Oh.
No, I'm not taking a shot at you. You do far more than that, Shafe.
I took it as one because I'm a degenerate.
You,
Aaron Rodgers.
You complete us. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. What was sent out to everybody from the pro camp that A.J. Brown ended up canceling to those that had either signed up or paid to be a part of it said, hello, thanks for registering for the A.J. Brown football pro camp. Due to the recent trade, A.J. will no longer be able to host the camp this summer. However, we're in the process of securing a replacement player for the camp. Our team is working quickly to ensure this happens in a timely manner. We'll communicate the camp updates as soon as they become available. Thank you. So I mean, it's a pretty basic statement, but he had intimated that Derek might be the replacement.
Yeah.
And then I think that didn't happen, pulled back or whatever. So he made a commitment. He wasn't able to fulfill it. The thing I would say is, and he's a guy that has done this for years. He'll tweet and delete and tweet and delete and all this other stuff. That's why I say just get off it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you do the apology or whatever and say, hey, you're going to want to be here. I'm trying to secure a replacement. Now, that's fine. You can tweet that out if indeed you're using social media. But then past that, at that point, you just got to get rid of the rabbit ears and just move on.
Yeah,
like if you make the decision, you just got to move on from the decision. You can't sit there and wait for people to say bad stuff to you because they are. The one thing that we don't know is in the wake of the trade, I have no idea the kind of stuff that was said to AJ. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not saying it was awful. I'm just saying I have no idea what he was subjected to or what he feels like he was subjected to during that time frame. And considering the way he's wired, it seems like, that might have been enough.
Yeah, it may have. It's just separate right now. I've always been of the mindset, don't burn bridges, man. Mm-hmm. He has an opportunity to have a dual fan base. I'd have did one here. Home.
I don't think he had that. But
you know, it is what it is. That guy chose his own personal peace, which is totally fine. It was necessary, clearly, in this situation right here. It just sucks because the back and forth and the releasing of the letter. And, of course, like I say, you see Darren Bates taking up for him in his comments. And a lot of other people have quote tweeted it and say, you know, hey, this is right. You know, a lot of people don't understand the position that AJ's in, and they just don't. Even I, in a sense, don't. Because AJ's trajectory of his career is a lot different than mine, man. And he plays a position in which everybody notices
him. Now, I've seen this. You know? Are they not refunding people's money?
I hadn't seen that.
If they're not refunding people's money, that's a big problem.
That's more of an issue.
Like, no, you give people their money back. Even when you're saying, hey, it's going to be whoever it's going to be that maybe can run the camp, even though now I think they've just outright canceled it. If they canceled it, they have to refund everybody.
Yeah, they got to. Yeah.
But I've seen the whole, they should just refund the money thing. It's like, I would imagine you have the option.
Yeah.
If not, then okay, now we do have an issue.
There's got to be a money back guarantee on that. It's a camp. I wonder what you get for $150, though. Autograph, picture, personal workout.
That's expensive. That's a big time price tag.
Yeah, that's the only camp I ever did. I did a couple. It was free. So it's all kind of sponsors. Maybe they got shoes or something too, Jay.
If they're not refunding the money, I have a massive problem with that.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge
issue. Hey, you bought a ticket to this movie. We're not going to be able to show it, but you're out $20. No, that's not how that works.
Not store credit either.
Dude, I got what, 5 concerts probably refunded to me during the pandemic.
Yeah,
That's just the expectation. If you can't fulfill the obligation, then whatever was paid towards that obligation's got to come back to the source.
Yeah, it's got to. That's petty. The whole thing.
Okay,
is just
I see.
A bad
it
look.
Did offer a refund. I know a lot of people are waiting to see who replaces AJ.
So he can't get Derek.
I guess not.
Well, Derek got his own thing going on.
AJ waited in it because he kept talking.
He probably shouldn't have said nothing.
No, he should have just. All he needed to say was, "Hey, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I don't feel like I can meet this obligation. Nothing against you, Titans fans. See ya." Right? I mean, what? Not. You know, that's just me saying it succinctly, but in general.
I think that's what kind of annoys me with AJ is like, there's a lot talking. Of times where it's just like you can stop here and everything's fine and it's good. It's just that he keeps going.
So
it's like you're making
mandatory.
These problems, you're creating these or making these worse.
Yeah.
It's just,
buddy.
Hey, here's your stopping point. No, he just keeps running the fly route instead of running the hooker out. It's like, sometimes it's better to just not at all instead of then tweeting and then deleting.
Which is why I think just get out of it. Just get out of that universe.
Yeah.
Go play football. Know the people in your life. Don't worry about the rest of it.
Yeah, because now you got the check.
You've done what you've done.
Oh, that thing's deposited by now, too.
Oh, for sure.
15 days, baby, usually come quicker than
and
that.
And again, dude, if you get hurt and you're going to miss 3-4 weeks,
yeah,
you got to be gone because those Eagles fans are going to have no time for it.
You got to get a good circle around them.
Just have somebody else run your account.
Hey,
I got something I need you to promote. All right, you do it. I'm not even going to go to the account. I don't even have the password. I can't go to the timeline to see this. He can't afford to do that in Philadelphia. 615-737-1045 is your telephone number. Fourth hour is coming up. We will talk about a little bit about the NBA playoffs. We'll jump into, we can take it in a number of different directions. We haven't talked about Justin Thomas coming back the way he did and winning the PGA. Biggest thing is Tiger Woods pulling out after a 79, his worst round PGA championship history. Said he's in a lot of pain.
Can tell
this is going
he's walking with the club now.
Well, dude, Saturday night guest that we had on Fox said it was kind of hard watching him do the Fred Sanford walk.
Yeah, it was
up the course. And now I can't ever see Tiger Woods without the Sanford and Son theme behind it.
Mm-hmm. And there's a former Titan that got signed this weekend also.
Yep, we'll talk about that, all that to come. Fourth hour, Jay Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.